Dumb question, Joe Biden snaps when asked about big guy reference. By Wendell Hasebo on June 15, 2023. President Joe Biden snapped on Thursday when questioned why he was called the big guy in an FBI informant document accusing him of accepting a $5 million bribe. Last week, the FBI provided Congress with an FBI informant document that alleged Joe Biden accepted a $5 million bribe from a Ukrainian oligarch. According to Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, the document said the founder of Burisma, Mykola Slachevsky, who allegedly paid Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations of them as an insurance policy. Republican lawmakers also confirmed Joe Biden is the so-called big guy, an alias that whistleblower Tony Bobulinski originally revealed for Joe Biden from his dealings between the Bidens and a Chinese entity. Why did the Ukraine FBI informant file refer to you as the big guy, President Biden? Why is that term continuously applied? A New York Post reporter asked Biden. Why do you ask such a dumb question? He replied. The question represents the third time the president faced a question about the alleged bribery scheme in recent days. On Tuesday, Joe Biden dismissed a question about the alleged audio tapes by breaking his stride, turning, grinning, and slowly shaking his head while walking away. Last week, Joe Biden mockingly called the allegation of a bribe malarkey when a reporter raised the issue. "Where is the money?" he jokingly responded. "I'm joking." According to polling, 52% of voters believe the Biden family received payments from foreign nationals to influence policy, while just 31% said no. Another 15% were unsure. Meanwhile, FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate on Tuesday refused to answer Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, during a Judiciary Committee hearing about whether the FBI possesses the tapes. "I'm not going to get further into that," he replied after admitting the FBI does have the form that alleges the 17 recordings. "Senator, no one's stonewalling," Abate claimed. On Thursday, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, told Fox News the FBI document is based on a very credible source and should be taken seriously. "This informant has been paid over $200,000 from the FBI," he said. "We believe this informant may also work for potentially the CIA. And this informant has been around since the Obama administration. We have more bank records coming and going to exceed $10 million this week. And I think we will get between $20 and $30 million," he added. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.